This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. We're wrapping up our Meet the Candidates series on Morning Edition this week, speaking with the candidates for Lieutenant Governor. And we're starting off this week with Republican candidate Randy Brock. Brock served one term as state auditor and two terms as a member of the Vermont State Senate representing Franklin County and part of Grand Isle. He also has private sector experience as the executive vice president for risk oversight at Fidelity Investments. Randy Brock was the GOP's candidate for governor in 2012, but is seeking the office of lieutenant governor this year. He joins us now in our VPR studios. Randy Brock, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch.
The first topic I want to get to is health care. You've been critical of the current health care exchange, Vermont Health Connect. You've said you'd like to get rid of it. Could you tell us what you'd like to see replace Vermont Health Connect?
Well, in the short run, I think we should move rapidly to the federal exchange, just as 40 other states have done. That will bring us first consistency, and it will also bring us a health exchange that actually works.
Now, you say you'd like to get out of the Vermont Health Connect exchange in the short term. Do you have a different view long term?
Well, I think the idea of an exchange is a good one. An exchange being a consistent marketplace in which people can shop for insurance and have choices. One of the problems that we have now, in addition to all the technological problems with our exchange, is we have very limited choices, and the choices that we have tend to be very high cost. It's great to say that we've reduced the number of uninsured people, which we have. We had a very low number to begin with, but if we reduce the number, but we only have insurance that's so costly that no one can afford it, I'm not sure how far ahead we are in the overall game.
Let's talk about renewable energy for a moment. As Vermont goes forward, what do you think the approach to energy should be in the state?
Well, renewable energy, I think, is very important. I think the notion of not being dependent upon a particular energy source is important. I think the reduction in our use of fossil fuels over time is important. But I think we need to balance what we do with a couple of things that we should consider carefully. One is the speed at which we do things. I'm concerned that if we move too quickly to populate our ridgetops with industrial wind towers for which there is no apparent storage available now, that when we get there, that all of technology will have moved forward and we will be stuck with 20th century technology well into the middle of the 21st century. I think we need to move at a more deliberate speed.
Now, last year, the Vermont legislature came close to but did not ultimately pass a marijuana legalization bill that would have made marijuana legal for recreational purposes. What is your stance on legalization of marijuana?
I don't think that this is the time to legalize recreational marijuana. I certainly will never say never, but I think we need to take an amount of time to see what happens in those states, such as Colorado or Washington, that have already done so. We indicated that we would want to legalize marijuana in order to reduce the black market, but I'm not seeing the black market in Colorado. It's still in existence, and it's still a problem. Above all, I'm concerned about highway safety. We don't have an effective means to test for impairment. And until we do, I think it's very unwise to encourage, and particularly as some have said, that this is a tourism magnet to have marijuana available so that we have people on our roads and highways coming from surrounding states and from surrounding states who may be impaired. I think those are real problems. But lastly, I've seen those who say that cannabis is the economic development engine that's going to propel us forward. And I think that's absolute nonsense. And we have the ability to look at how much money Colorado is getting from marijuana. And if we take what Colorado has actually gotten, those are real numbers, and it's the same tax rate that we're talking about, a 25% tax rate. If we apply to Vermont's overall state budget the same percentage that Colorado is getting, we will get about $20 million a year from marijuana in terms of net revenues to the state. But Colorado is getting 24% of its marijuana revenues from edibles, and we're not having edibles as part of our bill, so that reduces it even further. Then when we get on the cost side and we see what it's going to cost, the estimates, they came up with about $2.1 million, and that included doing a computerized system to track and collect the revenue and the staff to do it. And then we've had some limited training for the state police. We haven't figured into any of those numbers increased medical costs associated with increased marijuana use. And Colorado is finding that they have a serious issue along those lines. All of those things tell me that it's probably wise for us to wait and see what actually results in a little bit longer-term study of marijuana in Colorado and in Washington before we move forward with something on our own.
In Vermont, the governor and lieutenant governor, they run separately. It is possible that if you won, you could be serving with a governor from another political party. If that was the case, how would you work to find common ground with that governor?
I would do it the same way that I did during my time as state auditor and as a state senator. Clearly, you accomplish nothing if you can't come to common ground, at least on some issues, with people of an opposite party. As a lieutenant governor, you essentially have no authority, but what you do have is the ability to have a blank piece of paper and to focus laser-like on some particular issues. And to, in my case, focus on new ideas, ideas that are working elsewhere, ideas that can help move our state forward, ideas that can help our people get first to affordability and then to a more vibrant economy. And bringing those ideas to people on all sides of the political aisle, those are things that I do, have done, and would continue to do. And above all, you have to have nonpartisan facts in order to get bipartisan solutions. And that's what I want to focus on.
Finally, Randy Brock, we are asking all the candidates we speak with to end by giving kind of an elevator pitch. If you ran into a Vermonter, you had only 30 seconds on the street to stop that person, say, hey, I'm Randy Brock, I'm running for lieutenant governor. Here's why I would like your vote. What would you say?
I've lived in Vermont all of my life. I've been an entrepreneur. I've started a business and grown it. I've worked for a large corporation. I've served in state government. I've served as your state auditor. I've seen a variety of things and have experience that covers a variety of areas. And all of that experience, I think, has given me a perspective and a judgment that could be of value to help Vermont move ahead. My real focus is on building a vibrant economy in Vermont, and I want to do that with the help of all the people in the legislature, all the political parties, and all the citizens of Vermont. I will keep an open mind and an open door, and on November the 8th, I ask for your vote.
Randy Brock is the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor of Vermont. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.